Well, maybe there are a couple of things that remain to be said about Tugoras, the fluid artist. Let's see. Just outside the Tugoras room, before you come in, there is a large picture of a man dancing. Can you see it? This painting is entitled A Drunk, and Tugoras painted it between 1910 and 1911, when he was 18 years old. That is to say, it corresponds to his Cerignola days and the Moronista period. Do you see how the figures are surrounded by exuberant vegetation? In fact, they are in the pine forest of Les Fontetas, which was very close to the Tugoras family's summer house. The vivid colours and the dense brushstrokes are also typical of Moronista painting, along with the subject matter. The realistic portrayal of scenes of ordinary life or of local customs performed in a landscaped setting were like windows into the society of the time. In this apparently placid scene, the subject matter hides a social drama. The country folk of Cerignola worked in the service of the summer residents, who probably looked down on them and acted in a distant way. It is curious that Tugoras, coming from a rich family, should identify with the protagonists, Kirza and Manuela, tenant farmers to the household. Especially Manuela, who in fact had been his wet nurse and had brought him up. Maybe that is why it is Manuela and the tough life she led that are the real subject matter of the painting. Now let's look at Tugoras in his Nucentista style, and we can see what contrast there is. Go back into the Tugoras room and look at the picture in the middle of the wall with three naked figures. This work is entitled Three Nudes, and Tugoras painted it in 1924. It is also a scene depicting three human figures in a natural setting. But on this occasion, nature is by no means portrayed with the same leafy luxuriance as it is in the painting of the drunk. Nucentisme too was interested in landscape, but landscape with a more rational nature, more tidally ordered, and far from the romanticism of Modernisme. The figures in soft mother-of-pearl colours are a throwback to classicism and are inspired by classical antiquity, with no costumbrismo and with compositions such as this one, which could well portray a mythological scene, couldn't it? For a long time, the picture was known as the Springtime of Life because people considered it to be immoral, and it was thought that this allegorical title would distract their attention from its subject matter. Even the painter himself might have censored the paintings by removing the lady's nipples. Maybe they found it immoral because they are portrayed as real women, naked and carnal. Or because the figure whose back is turned to us has an androgynous appearance. And if it were a man? Whatever the case, it was considered too erotic by some people at the time.